You're listening to SBS News.
When the sun is shining, Sea Lou and her son Jasper love to play at the park. But the Sydney mother says keeping her two-year-old entertained at other times of the day can be challenging. She's one of many parents across Australia who gives their children access to mobile phones and other electronic devices.
Yeah, of course, as parents, we're concerned about how much screens they're using, but I think it's a bit of a double-edged sword because there's so much pressure on parents these days, and especially most modern families now have both parents who are working, and we don't have our extended families around as much as previous generations, so there's just less adults around to care for kids.
The Australian government and World Health Organization promote the same guidelines of zero screen time for children under 2 years. Yet a new nationwide study of more than 3,000 mothers and their children aged 0 to 12 found some toddlers are using screens for an average of 50 minutes a day. Lead author Lee Tooth from the University of Queensland said women whose children exceeded the screen time guidelines often experienced factors like financial stress, had high amounts of leisure time, or allowed electronic devices in the bedroom.
The thing that really surprised us was the fact that mothers were reporting children from literally 1 and 2 months after birth were exposed to screens, and that there was a rapid increase in that first year of life.
The study also found once children reached the age of 3, their average screen time was 94 minutes per day, which remained about the same up until their 12th birthday. Teenagers were not included in the study. Health experts have warned allowing children too much screen time could stunt their learning and development. Family digital lifestyle researcher Joanne Orlando said the potential negative impacts far outweighed any perceived benefits of devices being used as easy distraction tools.
So if a child is always using a screen, a parent is using it to keep them quiet, then they're losing all those opportunities to develop their language. So they're not having those lovely chats and times for questions with mum. They're being a lot more silent, so it could affect their language development. And it can also affect their bonding with their parent.
Dr. Orlando said while there are many child-friendly apps and games available, parents who struggle to reduce their child's screen time should make sure quality learning content is chosen.
I think if you're having problems staying with the guidelines around time, then think about the kind of content that your child is doing. So think about screen quality as well, and make sure that when they are on a device, that what they're doing is really good quality. So it's educational, problem solving, using their imagination, getting them to be creative. That's just as important as time on.
Researchers said the real level of screen time among children could be even higher than the study suggested, as the mothers who participated were aged 37 to 42, with higher levels of education and workforce participation, which are associated with better adherence to the guidelines.